This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. Members of Congress and President Biden get a personal plea from Ukraine's president for more help fighting the Russians in Ukraine in a live video message this morning. Here's Fox's Tanya J. Powers.
Chris, President Volodymyr Zelensky got a standing ovation from the packed auditorium of congressmen and women and referenced 9/11 and Pearl Harbor in his appeal for more help for his country.
Russia has turned the Ukrainian sky into a source of death for thousands of people.
He spoke through a translator. President Zelensky asked for steeper sanctions, saying, quote, peace is more important than income, urging Congress to block imports from Russia. He also thanked Americans for their support of his country, ending his address with glory to Ukraine. Chris.
Tanya J. Powers, thanks. Six college golfers, their coach, and a faculty member are among nine people killed in a crash in West Texas. The University of the Southwest's men and women's golf teams were returning home to New Mexico after a tournament in Midland, Texas. They were hit head-on by a pickup truck. Both people in the truck also died. A new way of limiting abortions is under consideration in another state.
Tennessee Republicans after enacting one of the strictest abortion bans in the U.S. that's currently under court review are now advancing another measure that would sidestep federal court challenges that bans most abortions. It allows private citizens to sue abortion providers and people who pay for abortions. Women who receive abortion services wouldn't be liable. The bill still needs to clear the full House and Senate before going to Republican Governor Bill Lee. At least seven states are also pushing similar abortion bans like the one enacted in Texas, where abortions have since dropped there by 60%. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Retail sales up 0.3% last month. That's less than most economists expected after January's 4.9% increase. Inflation has some people shopping less. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Refugees in the U.S. from Afghanistan are having their temporary protected status extended for at least another 18 months. Thousands arrived after American troop withdrawal and the Taliban takeover of their country. There's a backlog getting them all approved for permanent residency through programs like visas for people who helped the U.S. and our allies during the war. Those extensions apply to Afghans already here who've passed background checks. The old boss is the new boss for now at Starbucks.
Starbucks CEO Kevin Johnson will step down from his chief executive and board director roles April 4th. It's not exactly a surprise. Johnson revealed his interest in retiring about a year ago. He will continue in an advisory role, and former longtime CEO Howard Schultz will take over the company as interim CEO. As it deals with inflation pressures, a union push among U.S. baristas, and recovering from the COVID-19 pandemic. Schultz preceded Johnson as CEO and presided over much of the chain's expansion. Ginny Cosolda, Fox News.
An NHL superstar moves up the all-time scoring list.
Ovi all alone in third.
Ovechkin scores!
Audio courtesy of NBC Sports Washington. Alex Ovechkin with the goal right off the faceoff in the third period to give the Washington Capitals the lead and give the captain his 767th goal of his career, surpassing Hockey Hall of Famer Jaromir Jagr for third all-time in NHL history. Ovechkin now trailing just Wayne Gretzky and Gordie Howe in chase of the all-time record. The Capitals would go on to defeat the New York Islanders in a shootout 4-3. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Again, our top story. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky's plea in a live video message to members of Congress for more American help in the fight against the Russian invasion. President Biden is expected to announce more aid in a speech scheduled to start in about 40 minutes. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.